good time.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Friday morning, or what's left of this Friday morning. Text line, you need to be in touch with the show, time permitting, 251-343-0106. Joining us now on the line, we do this every Friday, our returning champion, State Senator Chris Elliott. Senator, good morning. How are you?
I am doing great. Great to be with you.
Hey, thanks for making time for us. We always appreciate it. Well, we'll start here, and we'll keep it kind of honed in on state-level stuff. The Lieutenant Governor yesterday setting up a tip line. And you know what? I don't know what you're hearing about students who were shut out of high school athletics due to a participating in the CHOOSE Act. But I heard it was a little more widespread than the maybe we realized. And I guess we need to get kind of, before proceeding too far down this road, maybe getting a handle on that. What are you hearing out there? Any CHOOSE Act complaints?
Well, I think the reason we didn't hear any of that early on, Jeff, was really simply that they just did it right before the season, or the first, game in of the season, and sent these notices out. And so everybody that had taken advantage of the CHOOSE Act, which we certainly wanted them to do and was playing ball, thought they were good because, I don't know, that's what the law says. And then, then they issue this edict that is contrary to the statute. And then they're somehow, and then say, well, we don't know how many people are affected. Well, of course not. It just happened. And so we're starting to hear those anecdotal stories around the state of where it's been impactful. Trish Crane of Alabama Daily News had a great piece that went into depth about a child and exactly what happened to them and having to sit out the first, I guess, three games or so or more. And it just puts these kids in all kinds of uncertainty. It's just unfair to them and their parents because the High School Athletic Association is playing politics. And so I think what Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth is doing smartly is providing a forum, if you will, a venue to kind of tell your story, right? And maybe even to tell your story, to a third party like the Lieutenant Governor, as opposed to putting it out there on Facebook or, appealing to the Alabama High School Athletic Association directly, because they've been known to be pretty nasty and retaliatory when you challenge them in one way, shape, form, or fashion. And so I think the Lieutenant Governor's trying to serve as a clearinghouse for those types of complaints so that parents and children that have been affected by this can tell their stories. And I think they're going to get an earful.
Well, tell you what, though, and what might have happened here, there's a couple of wrinkles here. And one, I just think it's a bad look for anyone in the education space to defy authority. And the law is the authority here. The way the AHSAA has. I mean, I just, this is not the way. You don't just ignore the law. That's not a good, tone to set for young people. But number two, what if they had done this? Adhered to the CHOOSE Act, but took it to court, claiming that there's some kind of, they think they have some kind of consent decree or something in their mind. I don't know what. But if they had just gone to court and try to get their own injunction rather than do it the way they had done it, I mean, they probably would have had a little more success, because I don't think there's any way possible, and this is just me speaking, that these guys will prevail if it goes all the way to the Alabama Supreme Court.
They won't. They shouldn't. They're in violation of the law. But here's the problem. If they think they're above the law, and I don't say that just because of their actions. I say that because of what they've said. I have heard this. Ready for this? Senator, don't you think that the rules made by the Alabama High School Athletic Association should trump state law? That was the question.
That's true. We got a real problem in our public education because these guys they don't understand how this works. And these are high school coaches teach in some capacity in a lot of places. You don't just have a dedicated football coach or teaching a history class or something. And if that's really true, and this is the cream of the crop here that are running the High School Athletic Association, then that's a serious, serious problem.
It is a problem. And that, in my opinion, is why we need to take some legislative action, right? We don't need to just look at this particular instance and what's happened in this. This is the straw that has broken the camel's back, okay? This has been a problem. This association's been a problem since I've been in the legislature and well before that. They have continued to thumb their nose at any and all authority. They continue to operate in a threatening manner to anyone who questions what they're doing or why they're doing it, and all to the detriment of children. This is what gets me, of children. And so I think it's time for the legislature to step in and make some changes and maybe show them that, yes, Alabama law does trump the rules of the Alabama High School Athletic Association.
I mean, I'm just kind of stunned by that statement because, I mean, that's not the way to do this. And you know, like, if you think a law is unjust or untoward or whatever, then there's a mechanism. I mean, there's several mechanisms. And you know, here's the other thing, Senator, if they really believe that, which I don't, I'm very curious here, why even have the blue blood lobbying firms on your retainer or whatever working for you if you really think that your silly rule book trumps state law?
Well, and the opening part of your statement is really where it's spot on. And those are the conversations you and I've had before, right? Is this a good idea or not? Are we having problems with recruiting? Does this encourage recruitment or not? All of those are perfectly reasonable conversations to have. They've just already been had, right? We've had those conversations. Those decisions have been made by the Alabama legislature, and we have moved on to say after the fact, we don't like that, and therefore we're going to somehow or another just defy the statute, which, by the way, is just as clear as a bell, is improper and doesn't do a whole lot to bolster our argument for teaching good civics in high school.
No, that's the troubling part. Now, look, if it's that, or if it's just a bunch of high school educators who are vehemently anti-school choice, I mean, this is a problem, and you know, there's got to be action taken. And in some cases, I think you've got to make an example of these guys. Like, look, we are the ultimate deciding authority. This is what the governor signed into law. You don't just get to make it up as you go along. And I just think it's a bad precedent to try to do this with kids involved, because they look at this and that's going to be, you know, what that shapes their view of how the world works.
You're correct. And look, we need an agency or an entity, rather, that governs high school sports. We do. We need something to say, yes, this is right. No, that's wrong. Yes, you can do this. No, you can't. We need that. The problem is this association, over the many, many years that it's been in operation, has become incredibly powerful. There's too much money involved. They control the money, control the play, control the advertising, control the playoffs, control the type of ball you use. And it has turned into, you know, a military junta that is regulating high school sports, not for the benefit of children, but for the benefit of the association. And that's where it's gotten out of line. That's where we need to get it back in line. And that's where the legislature needs to step in, make some reforms, and then get back out of the way. But these are the normal checks and balances that happen when these quasi-bureaucrats get in place where they think they can make policy to trump state law, where they think they can, you know, they can avoid audits, can avoid public scrutiny, can avoid, you know, the public having some transparency on what they're doing with oftentimes public funds, most of the time public funds, and that's simply inappropriate. And we need to get things back right where there's accountability back to the people.
Well, and we'll see where that goes. I mean, it's a long time until the legislative session. And then I guess the question I would have, and we'll wind this discussion down on this, look, if this is pending before a court or whatever, how lightly does the legislature have to tread, or does it have to at all?
Well, this particular matter may be pending before the court, but listen, the legislature is a separate and co-equal branch of government. We can make laws whenever we're in session. Yeah, regardless of whether or not something's pending in court or not. Now, it may make the court, the suit moot at that point if we somehow or another explained it more clearly to them. But I have full confidence that the legislature will act on this particular issue and a host of others related to the High School Athletic Association this session.
Well, I think there's going to be a flurry of bills. That's my anticipation here, so we'll see. Senator, you got a pre-filed bill here, and you and I were talking about it off air, going after or committing acts of violence against a public official. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, it's Senate Bill 20, and it makes it a crime of assault in the second degree if you intend to cause physical harm or injury to either a current or former local, state, federal public official. I mean, the temperature here in the country has really gotten a little out of control. We saw this first or most recently, I think, with the Charlie Kirk assassination. But just immediately prior to that, and the reason I drafted this bill was an assault on a city council person in Bay Minette by a lawyer in his office over some political disagreements. And so, elected officials are there to serve the public. They are there to make hard decisions, some of which you will like and some of which you will not like. They stand for election every 4 years, at least with the legislative side of things and the municipal side of things. But they are not there to literally be beat up on or targeted in any way, shape, form, or fashion. And so I think this is a necessary thing to do. I've talked to law enforcement about it. They certainly think it's a necessary step in the right direction to try to defend and increase the penalties for folks that go after public officials.
Well, aside from the Bay Minette situation, I mean, do you hear about this on a regular basis?
We do, and it's not something that's always talked about a lot, whether it's a candidate or an elected official that has threats made against them, their families, their children, to try to dissuade or intimidate a public official, or you see actual assaults, which is what this bill would cover. And so if you look, you get in a fight or a skirmish, that's one thing, but if you are the target of, and you have this, you know, you're being attacked physically just for doing your job and making a decision one way or the other. That's something that's got to stop. And that Bay Minette case in particular was just that, right? That was somebody who was mad about the potential of some staff changes because of a new administration coming in, and he decided to get in an actual fight with an elected official, a physical altercation. That's just completely improper. And so, this is how your government works, right? We respond to things that happen. Unfortunately, sometimes those things are criminal in nature. And so that's the reason for the bill. And that's what I think we're going to move forward with.
It's kind of a crazy time. I mean, this is kind of a general discussion, but the way people react to politics, look, I do this for a living, and who am I to talk or whatever, but we've gotten to a place where the political, at least the spectator side of it, it's become like such a central focus on people's lives. And I know that it's this. Now, in some places, we look at, well, voter turnout was really, really low. But then the people who really, really care, I mean, it's like the center of their universe.
It is. And people get wrapped up in politics. And listen, they should be interested, right? They should be engaged. That's a good thing. We want them to be engaged and interested. But the point where it leads to, mental issues, right, where you have these folks acting out in with physical violence or in the Kirk situation, right, with the assassination attempts, or the president himself with assassination attempts, well, not one, but two. This is something we've got to get a hand up, just like Charlie Kirk was saying. We need to be able to discuss things that we disagree with and disagree vehemently, but we need to be respectful in those disagreements. We need to be able to have those conversations. And listen, if voices get heated, that's one thing, but you start physically attacking elected officials because they disagree with you, there's a problem. And that's not something we would ever allow on the, on a governor, on a president, but we shouldn't allow it on a city council person either. Those people are there just to serve their city and certainly should not be subject to physical violence because of their service on the city council.
Well, and I mean, municipal politics is always kind of very, very emotional, and we just went through, or we're in the late stages of a municipal election cycle. But I mean, I've been to city council's meetings before, and where the a city in up in North Alabama, recent memory, where the sitting mayor and a councilman almost got into blows out in the parking lot. Like these are like right here at home kind of things, whatever the issue is, but the tempers over this stuff, it's really remarkable.
Well, it is. And again, I have no problem with somebody disagreeing with me vehemently or me doing the same back. I mean, that's going to happen in politics. That's part of how it's set up. But yes, we got to take the temperature down a little bit, and we have got to not just realize, but reinforce, and that's the important part, reinforce the concept that physical violence against an elected official with whom you disagree on a policy issue is absolutely, totally unacceptable, and that's what this bill seeks to do.
Senator, we got to leave it there, but appreciate your time, and we'll do this again next week.
Thanks for having me, y'all. Enjoy your weekend.
State Senator Chris Elliott there. Let's get a break here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poehler Show on FM Talk 106.5.
As I stepped out of that Cadillac, I said, "Mister, many thanks." He said, "You don't have to call me Mister. The whole world called me Hank." He said, "Ripper, can you make